Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Zaldar Unplugged, episode for December 23rd, 2015. That's right, the eve before Christmas Eve. Coming to you live in Detroit, Michigan. How you been? I know it's been a little while. I apologize for the delay. I've been, busy. Haven't really thought about it, and just kind of thought, you know, I should do a podcast before the end of the year, because I don't know if I'll get one before the end of the year, because, I don't know, we'll see. Maybe I will. I might do something. I had a lot of fun the last couple weeks. Most recently, this past weekend, I did a live couple-hour show on Alien X Radio. They were doing a radiothon for benefiting of Forgotten Harvest, which is a food bank. I'm not sure if they're a food bank or they're some kind of helping feed those that cannot get food now, I guess. I'm not sure if it's a food bank or not. It might be just like a grocery store that you can go to. They give you discounts or they give you free food, something like that. I don't know. Check it out. ForgottenHarvest.org, I think, is where it's at. Anyways, did a couple hours on the live 36-hour radiothon from like noon until 2 on Sunday, this past Sunday. AlienXRadio.com. Good stuff. It's the first time I've been live on the internet radio for about almost a year and a half. And it was good. I really didn't know what I was going to talk about, and it went quicker than I thought it would. It went well. It was fun. Talked about Star Wars, which of course I'll talk about in a second, and talked about the radiothon. Didn't take any calls. We knew we had a live call-in number. Nobody called in. It was cool. So it's kind of whetted my whistle, for lack of a better word, to do maybe more live internet radio in the future. So once I get off my ass and decide to rebuild the computer and rebuild the studio in my basement, I might actually do some of that. So it's something I thought about doing a year ago. I had planned on doing it for my 10-year anniversary of the podcast and never did it. But the stuff is still in the basement. It's still not very organized. It's still not working. So it's something I'd like to do, but I don't know. We'll see. I'd like to do a podcast instead of doing it on my Zoom H3 here, or H2. I could do it on a regular mic and mixer and computer. I don't know. We'll see. I've been doing this for like a year now, and nobody's bitched yet, so I guess they still think it's okay. Either that or nobody's really listening, and they're just downloading and deleting it like I do some of my podcasts. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? No. I listen to all my podcasts. I have a lot of subscription to podcasts. Listen to some. There are some that are, when they come to be about 3 hours, I'm like, do I really want to listen to this for 3 hours or not? And I skip it. Or I sometimes listen. Anyhow, hope you guys are having a great end of 2015. And, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and best of the new year, best of 2016 to you. Or you say 2016 or 2016? That's always the argument every year. For the last 16 years, it's always been that argument. 2000, 2001, or 2001, 2001, 2002. What do you say? It's always been the argument. Anyhow, it's winding down. I got my last day of work for 2015, at least in the office. I'm sure I'll be doing some work from home over the next week and a half. But I got to get rid of my last vacation days before the end of the year, or I lose them. You know how that works. At least you should. Country coworker is in town last weekend. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch up to him. He was in town visiting relatives and sort, and didn't make it out to see him, unfortunately. So he's back where he lives, and would have liked to have seen him, but just couldn't happen. Because I spent all my money going to see Star Wars, as he probably says to me now. Yes, Star Wars The Force Awakens Episode 7 came out this past week as well. Well, I went and saw it at 10:30 on the first day you could see it, which was the 17th. I saw it at 10:30 p.m. on that day with my son, my stepson, my mom, my nephew. We all saw it, all five of us. We got a picture taken with a stormtrooper as well that was there for the performance. And it was awesome. It was a great movie. I think it ranks up right up there with Return or the Empire Strikes Back. If you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have any interest in Star Wars at all, if you're like my wife and has no interest in Star Wars at all, then she won't go see it. That's okay. She's missing out, in my opinion, but she doesn't think so. That's okay. But I saw it again the next day in 3D IMAX. It was great in 3D IMAX. Looking forward to seeing it again. I'd like to see it one more time during the holiday. Who knows if that's going to happen, but I'd like to. That's what I'd like to do. because there's some little things you have to keep watching for. I guess there's a ton of cameos in there. It was cool to know that there actually is the voice of Yoda, the voice of Ewan McGregor playing Obi-Wan Kenobi is also in there. Oh, I'm sorry if I spoiled it for you guys. But listen for those things if you haven't seen it yet. If you have seen it, then you might have caught it. I didn't catch it the first two times I saw it, so I'm going to have to pay attention the third time I see it. It's a great movie. It's breaking all bunch of blockbuster movie records left and right, as expected. I mean, it was the highest grossing pre-sale movie ever. Fandango says they never sold this many pre-sale tickets for a movie ever before, for any movie, which is really cool. Looking forward to see episode 8. Gotta wait another 2 years for it, unfortunately. Or a year and a half. No, 2 years. I think a year and a half. Okay, they're gonna start filming it soon. I guess I read an article recently that J.J. Abrams has already read the script for episode 8 and is like kind of bummed that he decided not to direct it because it's a great story. So now that really excites me even more to find out that it's a great story, and it's going to fill a lot of holes, I'm sure, that were in episode 7. Can't say much more about it. If you want to hear more about spoilers, I'll have to direct you someplace else because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. If you do want to, nobody really wants to hear me talk about the movie, I know, but I really liked it. There was a lot of good parts in it, and kind of bummed when it ended, I guess you could say, because it could have gone longer. could have been a 5-hour movie. No, that's way too long. It's been the first 5-hour movie ever. No, that's too long. Anyways, if you haven't seen it, go see it. If you have seen it, let me know what you think about it. Drop me an email, zaldor@gmail.com, and let me know what you thought of the Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Yeah, I'm making too much noise, I know. That's about it. I hope you guys are enjoying the rest of your 2015, and, looking forward to the holidays with family and friends, and we'll see what happens in 2016. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast that is not really a podcast. I don't know what you want to call this, but it's a podcast. Zaldor Unplugged at Zaldor.com. Drop me an email if you want to get a hold of me, Zaldor@gmail.com. Get a hold of me on Facebook. Just do a search for Zaldor. I'll come up. Either that or my podcast comes up. You can like my podcast, Zaldor's World Podcast. And maybe Zaldor's World will resurrect in 2016. Or maybe not. We'll see. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take it easy. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All that stuff. Happy New Year. Bye.